Message number 100. Tell them I love them, but I want them to talk to me. Tuesday, May 31st, 2011 at 10:00. My dearly beloved daughter, this has been quite an extraordinary journey for you in such a short time. I realize that you are tired now. The speed at which these messages have been received by you and published in so many languages so quickly shows you the urgency they represent. This also shows you the divine guidance at work in its most perfect format. These messages, while full of my teachings, are really being given to explain the importance of looking after your souls in this life while you can. Many people, when they read these messages, especially those with little belief in God the Eternal Father, will be disturbed by them. Many will be converted. Some will be fearful for their future on this earth and that of their families and friends. Please tell them I love them. If by opening their minds first to the fact that God really does exist, then they will be ready for stage two. That's when they will begin to wonder why such communication is taking place, why Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the Eternal Father, would take such extraordinary steps. They will come to the obvious conclusion. It is because I love each and every one of you that I want to save you. I want to cherish you all, and I must go to the most extraordinary lengths to bring you closer to my heart. I want to touch you in your heart so that a light will spark in your soul. There is nothing to fear in this world if you will trust in me completely. I have wonderful plans for all of you who will come closer to my Sacred Heart. The most extraordinary gifts await you. Have no fear of worldly unrest, for I will protect all those who believe in me and will provide for your needs of the flesh. Trust in me, the Lord of mankind, sent yet again to salvage you from eternal darkness. Turn to me as innocent children. No need to learn prayers if you are ignorant. Yes, they are helpful, but all I am asking you to do is to speak with me in the way you would normally chat to a friend. Relax, confide in me. Ask me for my help. My mercy is full and overflowing, just waiting to shower you with. If you only knew the compassion I have for everyone on earth, even sinners. My children are my children even when sin stains their souls. I detest the sin but love a sinner. So many of you are afraid to ask regularly for forgiveness. You must never worry, ever. If you are truly sorry, you will be forgiven. Sin, my children, will be a constant problem. Even my most devout followers sin and sin over and over again. It is a fact. Once Satan was unleashed, sin became widespread. Many are too ashamed to turn to me. They lower their heads and turn a blind eye when they have behaved badly. Too proud and embarrassed, they continue on as if it will be forgotten about. What they do not understand is that dark attracts dark. So when you sin once, it is much easier to sin again. By blocking your conscience, the cycle then rotates around and around. Then the sinner will make every excuse to ignore the wrongdoing. They will keep falling further downwards in a spiral. This is because they don't know how to ask for forgiveness. Because they have not understood the importance of humility, they find it impossible to turn to me. It is not complicated, you know, to ask me for forgiveness. Never be fearful of me. I await each of you who has the courage to condemn your own sins. When you get into this habit, some extraordinary gifts are given to you. After confessing your sins, you will be in a state of grace. Then when you receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, you will feel a surging energy which will surprise you. Then and only then will you find true peace. Nothing will faze you. You will be strong not only in your soul, your mind will be calmer and more controlled. You will face life with a different and more positive outlook. Who would not want such a life? Come back, children, to me during these times of sorrow in the world. Let me show you the joy that is yours when you turn to me. Remember, I gave up my life for you once. My love knows no bounds. I will answer your call. All you have to do is ask. Your precious loving Savior, Jesus Christ.